How's it going? This is Ty, and this is also the Fiction and Copy Decoded podcast, and I'd like to welcome you, which of course I always do. Here we talk about fiction, copywriting, persuasion, marketing, and several other issues ever since I discovered that fiction writing and copywriting do borrow from each other in quite a few different ways. So without any further ado than we've already had, let's get to it. Alrighty, this week's episode is number 235. I originally titled the post I'm going to connect this episode to Triple F and a Cat, posted on March 6, 2015. So yeah, this is interesting because I think at this point in the prompts, they become more formulaic over the years. But I was musing a little bit more about what I had intended to do before I settle on something. In this particular case, it was actually a couple of ideas that I had wanted to do that I don't think I've done yet. It said having a character want something only to find they're repulsed by it. Or having something happen after they got a drink of water. I was kind of trying to get into the fiction brain. So what I actually settled on was this. Write a story with a character in a totally unfamiliar location. The only thing that's familiar to your character is the neighbor's cat. Apparently not even the neighbor, it's just their cat. I didn't really think about that very far, but okay. So we have a lot of things that we could determine with the character that's going to change the flow of the story. It's like, okay, is the character male or female? Are they the calm and confident type? It just depends. You don't have to depend on gender necessarily. Because there can be some I've met women who are highly intellectual and so on, or not intellectual, very, very logical, very analytical. And I've also met dudes who are more emotionally based and so on and so forth. It doesn't really depend on that, but it can just be a different thing for you to explore from a fiction standpoint. And that's why I had mentioned it here. All right, so are they calm about this whole thing? Or are they screaming their head off, panicked, being in a totally unfamiliar location? It can even be an unfamiliar world if you want it to be. Are they banging into alley walls and trash cans? They've just appeared in a portal and in the middle of nowhere in the midst of some brick buildings and they've never been there and they're just running around like a headless chicken. Or, the character doesn't even have to be human. Are they an alien or maybe a robot or an alligator alien fresh out of the factory? Or it could be a strange town. But they find out, or the town is familiar, but they've only seen it at night or only seen it during the day. It's like, okay. We've got to think to ourselves, why is that? Okay, so the cat. Why is the cat familiar? All right, so what part does the cat play in this? Does the cat go for help? Does the cat try to feed the character? Sometimes cats do that. Try to feed real people sometimes. It's because, they don't see you sleep or they don't see you hunt, so they assume that they have to do it for you and that you're an awkward, worthless cat who can't do anything on your own, so they'll have to help you. And they will. They generally will if they like you. I find that endearing, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. Or does the cat just, rub up against the character's leg and, just want to hang out? Sometimes cats do that. Or is the cat kind of freaked out and they just want to, hang on the character's leg with their claws? Try to get them to figure out what's going on because the cat doesn't know. It's like, I've had a cat claw my sweatpants. They do that. They're interested in those types of things sometimes. Or maybe if the cat claws the character's bare leg, that's a whole different thing entirely. But the interesting part about those details is that you could use a change in just one of the details to move the story in a more interesting, or not necessarily interesting, but a different direction. It's like, is the kitty telepathic, or is the cat a cat, a robot. I actually wrote this in here before the advent of animated movies with animatronic animals, etc. Is the cat trying to get oil for its tail sprocket and it doesn't really know what else to do. You know, that's a lot of interesting ideas to take. And because this is fiction, you can mix and match them however you choose to come up with an interesting story or, you know, a fun story if you want to just have a little fun. If you want to submit things after that, I mean, that would be up to you. But otherwise, you know, just have a little fun with it. Because that's what I think part of this is about, to just write something you never intended to write before. Even if it's a little out of your comfort zone or a little out of familiarity, to get you to consider things from a different angle or to get just ideas that just weren't really there before. And it's quote unquote wacky and sort of out there from a fiction or maybe your normal fiction standpoint. Which is what makes it fun and interesting to do. That'll be the end of this episode. I appreciate you guys hanging out. To learn more about the blog this podcast is connected to, you can visit it at fictionandcopydecoded.wordpress.com. You can learn about me there. You can also learn about me at my copywriting samples website, which is tymallcopywriting.yolasite.com. Yolasite is one word. It's YOLASITE.com. Well, you can support this podcast by liking, sharing, commenting, and subscribing to get the word out. You can also become a monthly contributor if you'd like. For 99 cents a month, you'll get my thanks at the end of each and every episode. Well, not individually, but collectively. For $4.99 a month, I'll give you part of the show notes for that week, for that episode, and the month that you're featured. Terms apply, of course. And for $9.99 a month, I'll do a 30-second to 1-minute ad for you to promote your business during the show. Again, terms apply. All right. I appreciate it once again that you took time to listen to me today, this week, this time. And we will catch you guys next time. Have a great rest of your day.